The New South Wales decisions underline what's likely to happen to gas bills over the next few years. AGL says its request to increase its retail price for gas reflects market dynamics as Australia's east coast is exposed to international prices. Consumer Affairs reporter Emmy Bainbridge asked AGL chief economist Paul Simshauser why his company had asked for the price increase.
There's two things that are driving price increases at the moment. The first one is that wholesale gas prices are actually on the move, and they're moving up in line with a contraction in the supply-demand balance on the east coast of Australia. So right now you've got three very large LNG terminals being constructed up in Gladstone in Queensland. They are going to have a profound impact on the demand side of the equation in the gas market. On the supply side, there have been constraints, unfortunately, and we don't see those constraints being unlocked anytime soon. Successive governments have in New South Wales in particular, have been fairly slow to move on in terms of gas development, and of course New South Wales is almost completely reliant on interstate gas imports. New South Wales only produces about 5% of its own gas supplies.
It does seem an unusual conundrum that we're actually going to be increasing our gas supply, yet prices are going to be going up. Is it purely just because of this export demand that's going to make this so?
Look, there's two things happening simultaneously. One is there is a fairly large increase in supply, so there is an irony that the prices are rising. But in the process, that increase in supply is responding to a very large increase in demand. So two things are happening at once. First of all, demand is outstripping supply, so that's going to actually that's going to place pressure on wholesale prices to begin with. Secondly, the incremental supplies that are coming onto the market are an inherently higher cost resource than has historically been the case.
Do you expect the unregulated market in New South Wales to immediately follow suit because of the IPART draft decision, if in fact it comes into effect on the 1st of July?
Look, generally speaking, you would expect that, provided that the regulated price actually is a fair reflection of cost, you would expect that the unregulated market would follow suit as well. And I think you'll see that in across the industrial and commercial markets as well. A lot of those very large customers are seeing those price increases coming through, right, not just in New South Wales, but right across the eastern seaboard right now.
AGL chief economist Paul Simshauser speaking to Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.